This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Berlin police have ordered a protest by people opposed to Germany's pandemic restrictions to disband after participants refused to observe distancing rules. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Thousands of people gathered in a show of defiance against the country's coronavirus prevention measures. Protesters carried a wide range of grievances and banners proclaiming the opposition to vaccinations, face masks, and the German government in general. Prior to the protest, the Berlin regional government had sought to ban the protest, citing rallies earlier this month where rules intended to stop the virus being spread weren't respected. I'm Zaria Shakli.
The Belarus government has cracked down hard on the news media, deporting some foreign journalists reporting in the country and revoking the accreditation of many Belarusian journalists. Two Moscow-based AP journalists covering the recent protests in Belarus were deported to Russia on Saturday. In addition, the AP's Belarusian journalists were told by the government that their press credentials had been revoked. The Associated Press said it decries the move as a blatant attack on press freedom. Meanwhile, thousands of Belarusian women marched in downtown Minsk to protest the recent elections that officials said gave President Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term. Protesters are demanding that Lukashenko resign after 26 years in power. President Donald Trump is touring the damage in Louisiana and neighboring Texas after the onslaught of Hurricane Laura. The U.S. toll from the hurricane stood at 14 deaths, with more than half of those killed by carbon monoxide poisoning from using unsafe generators. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people have protested in Mauritius over the government's slow response to an oil spill from a grounded Japanese ship and the alarming discovery of dozens of dead dolphins in recent days. The peaceful protesters on Saturday held up messages such as "You have no shame" and called on top officials to step down. They marched through Port Louis nearly a month after a Japanese oil tanker struck a coral reef and spilled nearly 1,000 tons of oil into a pristine environmental area. Environmentalists have demanded investigations into why the MV Wakashio had strayed several kilometers off its course. Thousands of Shiite Muslims marched amid tight security in the streets of Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, on Saturday. They were gathered to commemorate Ashura, the festival of mourning for the 7th century martyrdom of Imam Hussein, a grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Tight security measures were imposed, and guards could be seen searching the mourners at the procession. Meanwhile, Iraqi Shiite Muslim worshippers self-flagellated in the holy city of Karbala, ignoring calls to stay home as COVID-19 spreads, to perform the annual mourning ritual on the 9th day of the Islamic month of Muharram. Actor Chadwick Boseman, who embodied black icons in movies like 42, Get On Up, and Black Panther, has died of cancer. He was 43. AP's Julie Walker reports.
While starring in Black Panther as T'Challa, Boseman was privately battling colon cancer, according to his family. He'd been diagnosed at stage 3 in 2016, but never publicly spoke about it. He died at home with his wife and family around him. According to a statement they posted, he'd undergone countless surgeries and chemotherapy. Born and raised in South Carolina, Boseman graduated from Howard University and immediately pursued a life in the arts. Over the years, some of the icons Boseman portrayed include Jackie Robinson in 42, Thurgood Marshall in Marshall, and James Brown in Get On Up. Chadwick Boseman, dead at 43. I'm Julie Walker.
The Italian Coast Guard sent help Saturday to a rescue boat funded by British street artist Banksy after the vessel issued urgent calls for assistance, saying it was stranded in the Mediterranean and overloaded with migrants. The Coast Guard said a patrol boat dispatched from Lampedusa had taken 49 of those considered most vulnerable aboard the ship. 219 migrants had been picked up by the Banksy-sponsored ship since Thursday off the coast of Libya. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.